children this. I want you to be able to do this. Let's protect you from those unknowns in life, and let me help. That's right, yours truly, Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance. Look me up at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
The fastest mobile 4G LTE service on the face of the planet is now available in the Thumb area. And the only towers you'll find the fastest 4G LTE service in the Thumb is at Thumb Cellular. Comparing Thumb Cellular's fast 4G LTE service to the other guys is like riding a tricycle on a NASCAR track. With 10 times the speed of 3G, you can video chat with no lag, download music files in seconds, use voice and data simultaneously on your smartphone. If you want to get up to speed, then head to any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky for a complete demonstration on these blazing speeds. And when you leave the Thumb area, your phone will then access Verizon's 4G LTE service nationwide with more coverage than all other networks combined. The best just got better. See Thumb Cellular today.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your number one Thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
W Sports, your home for high school basketball. The Harbor Beach Pirates against the Ubly Bearcats. The battle for the orange and black takes place right on your radio dial at 102.1 FM. Good evening. I'm Clark Ramsey. John Mooney and Ryan Brown with the finest radio coverage of high school basketball is in front of us right now. Both teams being introduced for the starting lineups. We'll start with technically the away team, which is the Harbor Beach Pirates. A 6'1" senior, number 2, Brandon Oswald. Number 12, Aaron Ginther, he's a 6-foot senior. Number 22, Eli Kraft, 5'11 junior. Number 40, Andrew Seaman, a 6-foot-1 senior. And number 24, Jonathan Kraft. For Ubly Bearcats, number 10, Nick Sweeney. Number 32, Gabe Messing. Number 24, Jeff Wright, he's a brought-up player. Number 54, Trenton Morrell. And, John, you're going to have to smell me with the fifth one. Is it Kurt Kabosky?
Yes, Kurt Kabosky.
Indeed it is. Number 42, Kurt Kabosky for the Bearcats. So, Ubley's going to be coming out in their white jerseys with orange stripes down the side, orange lettering, orange numbers. Harbor Beach coming out in the black uniforms with white and slightly orange stripes down the side, white lettering, orange outline. Harbor Beach emblazoned around the numbers on the front. For Ubley, they have Bearcats above. 8 minutes are on the clock. And then the tournaments will be underway in the state of Michigan. John, last thoughts before we start here.
Well, you have two crosstown rivals. And it seems like crosstown anyways. It's on the east side of Huron County. Ubly and Harbor Beach, they know each other very, very well. In fact, I would dare say that they're almost brothers. And like brothers, they don't want to go ahead and give an inch to each other.
And Mr. Brown on the sidelines there, what's your feel on the sidelines?
Well, it doesn't matter what these two teams' records are. They do not like each other, and it's March Madness, so anything is possible.
Thank you, Ryan Brown, our sideline correspondent. It'll be Trenton Morrell going against Aaron Ginther. I'll be right to left across your radio. Harbor Beach, left to right across your radio. Slightly small crowd to start this first of two games tonight with the early start time of 6 o'clock, and Harbor Beach wins the tip. Aaron Ginther's tip goes into Eli Kraft's hands. Into the half court set, 7:55 left in the first. 0-0, Harbor Beach against Ubley. Ubley will be your home team tonight in this neutral site against Harbor Beach. Andrew Seaman for the three. It's slightly tipped. Aaron Ginther brings in the rebound. He can't do the reverse Micah. And Kurt Kamoski brings it in for Ubley. Into the hands of Nick Sweeney, your point guard for tonight for the Bearcats. 7.5 to play in the first. No score. Sweeney bringing up the ball. Nearly took the three over to Jeff Wright on the left wing. Harbor Beach coming out in what appears to be a little bit of a matchup zone. As Sweeney dribbles to his right at the wing, feeds it into Gabe Messing at the right block, dribbling all the way to the right corner to Kamoski for three, no good. And we have an off-the-ball call. Looks like it's going to be Ubley ball on the side. Foul is against number 24, Jonathan Kraft, his first, team's first for Harbor Beach. A little too aggressive pushing there on the extracurricular. Into Jeff Kurt Kamoski in the right wing, over to Sweeney, being guarded by Eli Kraft. Back up to Kamoski, over to Sweeney, right wing, now against Jonathan Kraft. I reach his zone, switching well. Sweeney picks his dribble up in the corner, back to Kamoski, high to the right elbow to Gate Messing for the jump shot. This one's no good. Rebound Ginther, but it's tipped by Messing into the hands of Trenton Morrell. Here come the Bearcats. Still no score. We've played a minute and 15. Kamoski, right wing, picks up his dribble to Messing, right elbow. Starts his dribble, picks it up immediately. Sweeney at the right wing, and he starts his dribble. Being guarded by 6 feet, he pops up for the three. No good, a rebound, Andrew Seaman for the Pirates. Here comes Kraft, down the court. Feeds it to Aaron Ginther, opposite block into the lane to Oswald. He can't make that one. Seaman gets the rebound, he misses that one. And Trent Morrell rips it away from the Pirates. Here come the Bearcats. Nearly 2 minutes, still no score, 0-0. Sweeney gets it stolen by Eli Kraft, but goes out of bounds. And Ubley ball on this near side of your radio, nearly at midcourt.
Harbor Beach is playing a man-to-man. It's very sagging man-to-man, except on top, and that's where they're pressuring.
Kamoski passes into Messing against Jonathan Kraft at the top of the key, driving down the lane to the right elbow at the free throw line. It's swiped away by Jonathan Kraft, and Aaron Ginther trying to dribble. And now we have a whistle. It's going to be a foul against Ubley, number 42, Kurt Kamoski. Excuse me, number 32, Gabe Messing. That's Ubley's first. And Eli Kraft or Jonathan Kraft, top of the key to the left corner to Aaron Ginther. Tries the three. This one's up off the mark. Rebound Oswald puts up the rebound. This one's no good. Blocked by Messing. Ball still loose. Aaron Ginther has it. Andrew Seaman now drives to the lane. He misses this. Jonathan Kraft gets the rebound. He misses that one. Harbor Beach bringing in the offensive rebounds as Seaman brings in that rebound. Unfortunately, stepped out of bounds, and it's Ubley ball.
Ubley's alternating between a 1-3-1 zone and a 2-3 zone. And actually, it wouldn't matter anyways because Harbor Beach is getting into the paint a lot faster. They can even set up a defense.
Here comes Sweeney up the court. Being guarded by Eli Kraft. Good matchup there. Two of the best players in the area. Now Jonathan Kraft has him over to Kamoski for three in the corner. This one's no good. And rebound Seaman. Eli Kraft is now dribbling at the top of the court. Dribbles it in. Now we have a whistle. And we have another foul against Ubley, it appears. It's a push.
Looks like this is on Gabe Messing. That's his second.
And that's early foul trouble for the Bearcats as Gabe Messing has two fouls. So Harbor Beach gets the ball on the opposite side of your radio, right in front of the Ubley bench. And Jonathan Kraft dribbling it up. Over to Eli. Now to Jonathan on the right wing. Both Kraft brothers. Eli Kraft, left wing. Trying to feed into Oswald on the left block. Skip pass to Jonathan Kraft for three. This one's no good. Still no score in this one, and we're at the 5 minute mark. Rebound by Oswald. Over to Aaron Ginther in the left corner for three. No. Rebound Nick Sweeney for the Bearcats. It's 0-0 with 4:55 left in the first, and Eli Kraft steals it away nearly with a kick. Up for the layup. This one's no good. Rebound Aaron Ginther. This one's blocked by Morrell, and Sweeney brings in the rebound for Harbor Beach. Last tipped out of bounds by Eli Kraft's arm, and it's still no score even after a transition layup
by perhaps one of the area's best players.